Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Newcomb. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Bowman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newcomb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman strikes out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newcomb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 0-for-1 in the game. Newcomb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Newcomb fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Roberts moves to second. It's 2-0, Phillies. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowman. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-1, Phillies. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.